सहयोग से होगा सर्वोदय, सब सुनो हे इंसानों, सहयोग करो सहयोग करो, ओ प्रभु की संतानों, ओ प्रभु की संतानों।
ओम शांति। Today we are going to talk about harmony in sanskars. So I requested him to play this song. And this song was composed and sung by a very famous singer in this country. And the beautiful wording, Sayog means cooperation. We must give cooperation to each other. And Baba also said few days ago, to become master giver, the one who cooperates. Of course, he told us detail how we can do that work. But this song is that when we consider others as part of our family member, no matter what that person has done, and yet I keep giving belonging feelings, is called cooperation. And cooperation, the basis of cooperation is sattvic thought, you know, it's the purest thought. Positive energy, positive thoughts. So when I have positive thoughts, I am cooperating other person. When I have negative thought or hateful thought, revengeful thought, dislike thoughts, that means I am not giving cooperation. Other day Baba told us that if some task is spoiled or someone's mood is off, and yet you give them cooperation. Cooperation in Baba's sense was, for example, if someone's mood is off and you keep your mood good, that is called your cooperation. That is called your harmony with the sanskara of others. In Hindi, the word harmony is very beautiful, no? Dadi Janki explains to us, the one who accepts the defeat. You know, if two people are doing argument, you know, with ego, I am right, not you, but I am right. But at that time, if I start to become humble, if someone is very forceful, no, you are not right, I am right. Okay, you are right. So I become humble and I accept the defeat. Har means defeat, mani means accept. Then it becomes the, you know, like, no more disturbance in relationship. So, harmony in sanskar is very important in our Brahmin life because we are living with each other. We give and take. We interact with each other. And it's not like a bhakti that once a while we meet, then we go. Here we have to live together as a Brahmins with Lokis as well as with Aloki. And we eat together, we work together, and we do many, many things together. Now, while coming into interaction with each other, giving and taking, coming into relationship, many things happen. Many things happen. But at that time, what we need? Harmony. Huh? Ups and downs come. Defamation comes, dislike comes, non-cooperative attitude comes. Sometimes different sanskars emerge because we are living with each other. And yet, while seeing all these things, listening all these things, and yet, what is that power I need? So that I don't keep anything in my heart. And And that power is, what do you think, which power? Tolerance. Because sometimes I tolerate outside, but inside, no, mind is thinking. You know this picture, this one, Mama and old ancestors? All these ancestors have that power. Because I lived with many, many dadis, dadas. I saw that if anything happened, just even 15 minutes ago, half an hour, 2 hours, maybe they have responsibility, they gave me teachings, they gave me corrections, they gave me warnings. But you go after a while, their feelings for me, their attitude for me, their relationship with me is not based on what they told me earlier, 2 hours or 1 hour before, if they have given me any correction or teachings or whatever. But when you go back, they will not keep in the heart. It means the power to forget, let go for the harmony. Because sometimes in our relationship something happens, and then we keep in our heart, inside of our mind, and when the other person comes, suddenly that vibration emerges. And when that vibration emerges, and then my world's tone changes, my behavior changes, my interaction changes. So that's why the power to let go, the power to forget. Whatever happened is family, just let it be, finish. No need to keep in the mind, in the form of thought and feeling, otherwise it will emerge at that time when that person comes. But to forget, to let go, it needs a big heart, generous heart. A heart which is very pure, positive. But to keep the feelings positive, pure thoughts, I need, like Baba said yesterday, I need to fill myself with that positive energy at what time? Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela is the only time when I can experience the aura of positivity, protection, a shield for the whole day. Remember yesterday Baba said, Sato Pradhan intellect, the beautiful time. We have to use that time to get that blessing. What is that blessing? To experience a seed stage. To experience that mind which is completely still. A seed stage means that, isn't it? So that the whole day, no one's vibration, no one's attack, no one's maya, no one's mood, no one's sanskara will affect me. And that's why Baba said, early morning is the time to experience that seed stage. Because that is my protection. In this world there is no other protection left. Wherever we go, we will have to experience difficulties, problems, many things happening. Now we cannot say, I am a Brahmin, I should not get any difficulty or problem. Oh, I am now Baba's child, nothing will happen. But in fact, being Baba's child, I have to be ever ready to face, overcome and finish my accounts, isn't it? In the world also people are finishing their accounts, but in different way. Fighting with each other, court cases, big problems. But being Baba's child, Brahmin, we are using Gyan Yog power, isn't it? We are using service, pure karma power, pure action power. We are doing service. You know, we do pure action. Service is pure action, isn't it? Once we asked, what is elevated action? Elevated karma. Yesterday also Dadi mentioned in her class, do elevated action. What is elevated action? During the day, when I am soul conscious and I do action, any action, even giving, maybe serving, giving knowledge, serving through food, whatever I am doing, but I am doing in soul conscious. But after the action, people will praise you if they felt very good. What will they say? You are very good. At that time, if I accept, yes, I am very good, then be ready, then Maya is watching that you accepted praise, then Maya will also attack in the form of defamation. Again, I don't do something right, then I will have to face the defamation. So therefore, elevated action means that I do action in soul conscious way and surrender it to Baba. Surrender it. Not to eat the raw fruit of action or expectation or desire of receiving some kind of thank you, toli, name, fame, something I want in return. It means my mind went into the level of waste thoughts, isn't it? So whatever I am doing action in soul conscious, I surrender to Baba. So once you surrender to Baba, it becomes elevated action. But if I still keep the thought or desire, something I must get back out of that action, then I will experience sometimes disappointments, sometimes, yes, some people might praise, some not praise. You know? So once Dadiji was telling us that, you know, in this world there are two kinds of people. One, those who pray God, love God, bring flowers for God. And the others are also those who say, God gives us sorrow. They also say like that. In the same way, if they do with God, what about us? Some people will say, you are good. Some will say, you are not good. So in both way, which is the stage of protection? Soul conscious. So once I am in soul conscious stage, soul conscious means whatever I am doing with the understanding that this action is not that I will ask for some fruit, but I surrender, samarpan, I surrender to God. That surrenderness means clean intellect. Which intellect can surrender? Clean, clear intellect. And otherwise mixed intellect, isn't it? Some desires are there. Clean and clear intellect. How will I develop clean and clear intellect? I'm learning Raj Yoga, isn't it? Yoga. Why I'm learning yoga? Because there is nothing like yoga in this world, isn't it? The philosophy of yoga is so great because I am learning to think positive. I am learning to think elevated. I am learning to think good thoughts, isn't it? This is the training we are getting here so that we can spread the vibrations, isn't it? Yoga means think positive and spread the vibration. Prakampan we call it in Hindi. Beautiful words, that when your thoughts are so clean, that will spread everywhere. that vibrations will spread. Baba says, isn't it? Your mansa, your vibrations should do service. So the clean and clear intellect is needed in order to have harmony. Because any kind of attack during the day from the people, from the body, from natural calamities, anything is happening and it's affecting my thinking, that time my thinking is not clear, so I will be influenced by it. So that's why how to develop our clean and clear intellect? Once Baba said yesterday also, Dadi mentioned in her class too, is to churn knowledge. Only churn knowledge. Gyan. Pure thoughts. From Baba's Murli. So once you churn, now how to churn Baba's knowledge? So you can pick up some points. You ask yourself, what is the significance of this point and of knowledge in my life? And what is the intoxication of that point? Sometimes we don't know how to churn Baba's knowledge, isn't it? Churning means you can create a power in your thinking, an intoxication. And you can understand the significance of that point connecting with your life. Because it has to give you a power, energy. This knowledge gives us energy, isn't it? When you sit in yoga, if your mood is off, you are tired, you sit in yoga, you come out like come out from the shower. Refresh, isn't it? Refresh thinking, like total clean mind. Like after shower, you feel clean. So the clear and clean intellect is based on during the day, how many hours your mind is churning knowledge. Not only churning knowledge, the other level of mind is to experience being absorbed. Being absorbed. So churning, being absorbed. And the last one is, very interesting, the last one is total concentration. So, it's not just I churn knowledge and did not experience anything. Mind can go into expansion of thinking. But what did I experience out of it? That churning has to help my mind to be absorbed into Baba's vibration. The purest vibration. The positive. Only Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are the only one now in the whole world, those who are very spiritualized, very positive, very pure. So I must keep my spiritual communication, connection with that energy, with Baba, so that my mind continue to draw that positive. It means during the day, if anything happens with people sanskara, I will not react. I will not reject. I will not give answer back. I will not go and talk about that what happened to others. I will have the power to merge. I will have the power to let go. I will have the power to forget. I will have the power, because yoga means power, isn't it? I will get these powers, mental powers. My mind will think powerful way. Sometimes you see during the day, if someone's sanskara does not match with me and I feel so heavy, then I look for someone where I can vomit. Go and tell everything what happened. Isn't it? But you have to tell someone who can not tell others. Then we tell them, don't tell others, okay? I only told you. And then the other person will also look for someone, and they say, don't tell others, only I told you. In the evening, it's like it will come back to you. It is like that. And it spreads. someone will come back to you, will tell you, oh, it reached to so many people already. So the power to merge, because anything can happen to, during the day in our life, but I need the observer stage not to be affected. In Hindi, very nice word, we call it Sakshi Drishta. Sakshi. A beautiful word, Sakshi. Is that you can observe. Whom you have to observe? Not others. You have to observe your own thoughts. Observing yourself. Observe your own thinking. How it is happening. It's not being entangled with the past scene of the drama. You know, whatever happened, my mind is not going back. Thinking about, that is not called Sakshi. So to harmonize sanskars with others, I need this stage, which is called Sakshi, observer, drashta. Means like you are very far away, whatever happened. You know, you will only come to know in the evening, if something in the morning happened in your relationship with other person at your home or anywhere, and when you sit in yoga in the evening and still your mind is thinking about the morning scene of the drama and the person is in your mind and still the story is going on in your mind, it means, what it means? I have not cleared the account. Only you will know, no one will know. In yoga you will come to know, when you sit in meditation. What is happening in your mind, only you know. What thoughts are coming, only you know. If in the morning something happened, clash of sanskar, I gave answer back, I really got disturbed, I upset someone, something happened in the morning, and a whole day, maybe I was busy doing, running around work, but when I sit in meditation, that same vibration, thoughts, you know, affect is still there. And story coming. It means I have not yet cleared the account. I did not clear it yet. So how dangerous it is, isn't it? It happened in the morning and still in the evening is lingering around in my mind. And imagine if I did not clear the account of the morning and again during the day something happens, again in the evening something happens. How many accounts will be pending in my mental level karma? My mind will be holding so many thoughts, so many stories. Then where is Baba? Where is positive thoughts? Where is pure intellect? Where is Baba's connection? Nothing, no stillness yet. Isn't it? No freedom of the mind yet. Mind got caught up into this vibration. That's why Baba tells us, you know, again and again, churning is important. So that your mind is very clear, because sometimes we ask this question, how do I know Baba is helping my life? You know, what is the sign? That in the right time, at the time of problems, difficulties, your mind can catch the right teachings of Baba and right thoughts of Baba in your mind. It comes automatically. You don't have to struggle and struggle. What did Baba say? What did Baba say? I don't know. I can't remember. That means the mind is rusty. Yoga power. No memory. No power to remember. But Baba is helping me means my mind is so clear that I can remember at the time of test and problems the right teachings of Baba. That Baba touches me at that time, the right method right answer. That is called help from Baba. But I must first help myself. Baba is there to help me. But how will I help myself? When I keep my mind into churning jnana. Again and again study Baba's Murli. So many beautiful Baba's books. I must study, continue to get new thoughts. Continue to occupy my mind with new thoughts. Once like Dadi was saying to us, it was last month, I have been here for 1 month. Once Dadi gave class in October, she asked us this question, what is effort? What is effort? Effort means to enjoy. Effort means to be peaceful. Effort means to be happy. Effort means to be free. This is effort, isn't it? It's not the effort that I am going through, struggle in my life. I put my mind into a struggle and then I say, I need effort to come out from struggle. No. Effort is beautiful. Enjoy. Today Baba said also, celebrate the meeting and experience the attainment of Sangam Yuga is called value of Sangam Yuga. This is the time which Baba is giving us Sangam Yuga is for what purpose? Only two. Celebrate the meeting and second, think attainment thoughts. So since I became Brahmin, think about that what are the attainments I have received from Baba. And sometimes you have to also think what are your good qualities. What are your good strength which you already have and you have to just polish it in Brahmin life. What are the good strength soul has, good qualities? Look at Brahma Baba, when he became Brahmin, Brahma, he already knew his qualities, isn't it? He was honest, faithful, obedient, to Shiv Baba, surrender soul. And immediately Shiv Baba made him recognize, Brahma Baba understood and he started the task. So he just, same good qualities, he divinized it, polished it. Surrender to God, it's for God's work. So God's work means divine, isn't it? Divinized, it's the Baba's work. So Baba is giving me this chance in Sangam Yuga to experience that celebration, meeting with Him and the thoughts of attainment. Then the other thing which I can do for my harmony of sanskar is to be light. Light. Not to take things heavy and serious in our life. Sometimes we are thinking too much. It's a little thing, but think too much. And we make small thing into big. And we don't know how to make big into small. So if something happens, so how you will make big thing into small? To keep harmony with each other. Sometimes people will come and remind you, you did this, you did this, you did this. Sometimes Maya comes, really provokes you. Once Jagdish Bhai asked this question to one of the Dadi, that because he was a scholar, he studied so many things. He said, Dadi, what is the difference of this Raj Yoga knowledge and the Bhakti things which I study? And the Dadi said, every day you have to consider yourself, you are sitting in the examination hall. Someone will provoke you. Even your near and dear person can provoke you. You haven't done anything wrong and yet Maya will come and make you to, in Hindi we call Josh, like if someone comes, you haven't done anything wrong and yet someone whatever is called maya from someone, really touches that button where you start to feel, you know, really you want to give answer back, really you want to, force, you come into a forceful stage, that is called fail. I lost my opportunity. Because once I asked this question to Dadi Gulzar, I said, Dadi, even I haven't done anything wrong, and yet, she says, and yet, still don't get into, you know, like we say, I haven't done wrong. Why you are telling me like this? You know? I cannot say like this. I still have to remain calm and peaceful. Otherwise, maya will press another button, isn't it? If I get into a forceful stage, give answer back, the other soul will also fight with me. And so, vibration to vibration, we are attacking on each other. So, there is no harmony. Harmony comes when I keep myself cool, calm, clear. Soul conscious. This is all soul conscious energy. But as I mentioned to you earlier, soul conscious energy, you can fill yourself what time? Amrit Vela. Because that's yesterday Baba really mentioned, it's the time where the sattva-pradhan intellect can help you. Means at that time vibrations are so clear that it can help you. Clear. So you can catch. But the thing is that at that time maya comes in the form of especially cold weather, isn't it? Very cold. You know, so maya comes. How does maya come? Lazy, no? Laziness. Maya will come, will say, oh, it's very cold. But we remember this importance of time of Sangam Yug, that this is the time to receive blessing. I remember this last Murli of April, Baba said that Amrit Vela, Baba can give you three things. Remember that Murli? Love, cooperation and blessing. Means it is free to receive. Love of Baba. Means you don't have to think so many loving thoughts, Baba, like this, Baba. Automatically your mind will be able to experience love. Second, Baba is ready to give you cooperation. Anything you will ask Baba, He will do for you. Just He will do for you. He's ready to give you cooperation. And but we forget these things, isn't it, in the morning? Because maya comes in the form of laziness, we forget Baba is giving me. Anything I will ask at this time, He is Bholanath, innocent Lord, He will fulfill my deepest desire. The deepest internal desire of the soul, Baba is going to fulfill at that time, because He's innocent Lord. You know? So that's why I must understand what Baba is. You know, once we had a little discussion with Dadi Gulzar. Dadi was saying, most of the Brahmins do not use Baba as they should use. We look at Baba very ordinary, you know. Baba is Baba. Baba is a healer, you know. Baba is the remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. Baba is the almighty authority. Baba is a great entity in the world, you know, the brilliant intellect in the world, isn't it? Baba is not an ordinary being. But am I using Baba in that way? So Dadi told us this way, that, you know, tell Baba, come, and He will come. Use Baba. Make Baba present in your thinking, in your words, in your action. Many times, remember once Brahma Baba's effort, why Brahma Baba became number one? Because he said, that he never used the word I, you know. You heard in the Murli, never Baba said I. What does he say? Baba. Baba is doing. So, he got the number, he got the marks. Baba is doing. Even though Brahma Baba, the great yogi, he had all attainments of yogi life. You know what is yogi life means? That perfection in your thinking system, whatever you will think, will be achieved. That's what yoga power means, isn't it? Yoga power means the mind of yogi, whatever pure thought he thinks, and only that he thinks which has to happen and which has to be achieved. No other thoughts. Well, shall I do or not? Will it happen or not? No more other expansion of thinking. The great attainment, success of yogi mind is the success of thought. Only that thought which has to bring success will be touched in your mind. Brahma Baba was like that. But having all these great attainments, he never said, I did. That's why he got the marks, you know, being so humble. Baba is doing. So if I really want to become like Brahma Baba, yeah, get that perfection of my pure thoughts, making sure these pure thoughts are bringing the success, siddhi, in my life, then I have to make effort. What is that effort? Not to think waste, not to speak waste, and not to do waste. What is waste? Do you know? Vyarth kya hai? What is vyarth? Waste. We ask this question. What is unnecessary and what is waste? There are two. Many Brahmins since 2 years are paying so much attention, isn't it? Bap Dada told us, don't do waste, don't. So we are really, really paying attention. Is to think what others are doing. They should not do this. Why they are doing like this? This is called waste. And what is unnecessary? To interfere in the life of two people. It's called unnecessary. Yeah? Two people talking, I go and stand there, find out what they are talking. You know, some Brahmins are busy getting invention, you know, getting more information what is happening around. You know. So much waste. That's why Baba keeps saying that so much waste. So what happens with our mind when mind is thinking about others, looking at others, interfering in others? It's all waste. And Baba told us, to be protective from the waste, accumulate the treasures of pure thoughts. And pure thoughts come from Baba's Murli. Every day, many, many beautiful, valuable, meaningful thoughts coming from Baba's Murli. You know, if you read Murli really with love, you will find out every day something new Baba tells, the meaning of the same word. And you can keep that in your mind and reflect on it. Train your mind, take that sweetness, taste of Baba's Gyan churning in your mind. Once your mind really gets this sweetness and taste, it will not go into waste. Waste is because mind is not taking sweetness, nectar from Baba's pure thoughts. You know, like if you are reading Murli morning, evening, during the day you can read other books also. You know, make sure your mind is busy with pure thoughts, collecting lot of good thoughts. Don't keep your mind free. That's where the mind can go into any direction. In Sangam Yuga, that's the most important now. Keep your mind busy. Where to keep busy? Baba gave us this subject, sarva, service, seva. If you are busy in seva or yad. So make your timetable. Yesterday also Baba said, isn't it? Amrit vele, make your setting of the day. What you will do during the day. Remember Baba said, in the morning Amrit vela is seed stage. When you come to the class, godly student life, you are collecting pure thoughts, treasures. Then you go back to work, you are karam yogi. Then in the evening, angel. Keep one or another practice going on. So three practices which I am doing, which I can share with you, it will help you. You remember Baba has been telling us for past years that one is the Sakari, that I am most elevated Brahmin. Most elevated Brahmin. I, the soul, most elevated Brahmin. I enter this body. I use these senses, eyes, mouth, ears. I'm using this sense organ. For what purpose? To bring benefit to the self and others. This is the first practice I must do every hour for 5 seconds even. Bring into this awareness. Don't spend whole day, finish, I don't even know what is happening, where my mind was, is my awareness. No. Back again, every hour, I am most elevated Brahmin. The most elevated Brahmin. What is the task of Brahmin? Bring benefit and give benefit. How will you do that work? When you speak beneficial words. You think beneficial thinking. Listen beneficial. So use these sense organs as bringing benefit. This is the first awareness I can bring in my mind. Second, okay, if you don't want to bring benefit through your senses, then be an angel. I am an angel. What is the angel? Do the angels have ears or no? Have you seen angels with ears? Any one of you? No? Angels have no ears. You agree? So I am angel. In this world, I am an angel. I just come and give Baba's message. I am spreading vibrations of peace, light and might. I have no ears, no interest to listen anything. If I have interest to listen, then I am not angel. Angels have no ears. You like that? Who are you? Angels. I have no interest to listen anything of this world. I come, spread. Baba, use me. Wherever souls in the world are unhappy, I am in angel stage, light and might, spreading vibration. Baba will use me to go there and those souls will feel someone came, gave me light and might and gone. So keep your mind to that level, so pure, so Baba can use me as an angel, send me somewhere, because I am his messenger, no? Baba's messenger. Such a beautiful task Baba has given us to do with our mind. Imagine, harmony in sanskar. We don't need to even fight with anyone that we have to create harmony if we are busy in doing this seva. Mansa seva, angelic seva, practicing these awarenesses. All these old sanskars moved off, laziness, nothing of this energy will attack you. Because your mind is doing great task with God. And the third practice you can do is the seed stage. Peaceful. Just be with Baba in Paramdham. Just be peaceful. No need to think at that time. Just I am a seed and I am with Baba, you know, like an image and vibrations automatically going on. I don't need to think in the seed stage, isn't it? I'm just a peaceful soul with Baba in Paramdham, spreading vibration. So these three practices are very necessary in order to bring my mental level work, which Baba wants me to use my mind for the greatest task, so that my mind is not in petty matters, not looking at others, not being affected by others. You are so busy in the greatest task. So there is no need to think about others' sanskar. You like this life? This angelic life, elevated Brahmin life. And the third one is seed stage, stillness. In that stage, automatically vibrations will go. Every hour, 5 seconds, bring this Smriti. Baba is very merciful, you know, he said, okay, if you can't do 5 minutes, at least do 5 seconds, at least bring into your awareness. Not to spend a day very ordinary, that you finish the day, you did not even do any practices. You must do 2-3 practices every day in your Brahmin life. Otherwise there will be no difference of Laukik people and us, isn't it? You know, Laukik people, they eat and then they talk about food, what they will eat next. No? And then they want to go here, there, you know, very ordinary talk. And we are Brahmins. And Baba has selected us for greatest task on this earth. It's the time of transformation. Not to forget the importance and value of Sangam Yuga. Why I became Brahmin? It's not for fun. Isn't it? Baba has seen a qualities in me and he selected for his greatest task of world benefit and transformation. So I am that Brahmin soul. So understand your value, you know, respect yourself so that you can continue to be part of the greatest task of world transformation. And keep your mind so much clear, you know, like not occupied with ordinary thinking, so that Baba can give me the right work at that time. Baba is alone. He needs our help. Our help to Baba is, I don't put my attention into any waste. If I can be strict with my mind, isn't it? I must follow this Shrimad. Only this one Shrimad. There is nothing else. Only one Shrimad. Don't think waste, do not speak waste, and do not do waste. This is the only Shrimad Baba gave us, isn't it? And this is the Shrimad, the elevated instruction for my mind. What to eat, what not to eat. What to think, what not to think. How many hours to sleep or not to sleep? What to wear, what not to wear? What is right, what is wrong? What is truth, what is falsehood? What is charity, what is sin? This beautiful wisdom Baba has given me through Murli. Now Murli increases my discernment power. The more you understand Baba's Murli, the more you will be able to discern things well in your, during the day life, you know. Discernment power is very important power during the day. Situations will come, problems come. Can you discern and make accurate decision? That transformation I must bring in my life. Discern it accurately. What is truth here? What is false? And what is charity? What is sin here? Baba told me in the Murli, what to think, what not to think. So when I know this wisdom, and using this wisdom during the day, and discern well, and make decision well with every situation, then I am progressing. Otherwise, I discern and I don't make decision, yeah, I should do this, yeah, I should do, but I'm not doing. No power. Understand? So discernment and decision, that Baba wants me to develop this ability of my mind. And that's why Baba's Murli is very beautiful wisdom which gives me this power. Every day you can see Baba tells us what to think, what not to think. What to speak, what not to speak. Can I remember all that during the day when practical situation comes? Or do I become ordinary? It means I cannot discern, isn't it? So then I will expect many clash of sanskars, isn't it? Many fight, arguments, answer back, you know, conflict, disturbances, you know, dissatisfaction, no contentment, tension. That's not my life, huh? Baba wants me to have a beautiful life, isn't it? Not this kind of life. So Baba gives us this kind of training to us. So let's now sit in meditation. So we will sit in yoga, powerful. Three practices we can make, which I mentioned to you. Unless anyone has any question, 1 minute, 2 minutes, if you have any question. Anyone has any question? No? Okay. So you like to do yoga? Yeah? So let's do these three practices. And then go, last one is the stillness, seed stage. Total absorb in those feelings and vibration, like as if you are very far. In that stage, our sanskars change. You know, shift takes place. When there is a very powerful, concentrated, you know, volcanic yoga. Now, mind is not wandering, feelings are very pure, and loving thoughts are emerging in your mind and intellect. Your intellect is deep, deep, so pure that if any thought come in your mind, your pure intellect can guide that thought. So that thought doesn't linger in your mind too long. You understand how to do, no, yoga? Now make sure your feelings are pure, your mind is not wandering, and intellect is very pure, shuddh. Shuddh intellect, pure intellect. So which can guide the mind, you know? Because the thought is so subtle, it comes. And the pure intellect can see, this is a little waste vibration came. And then erase it. Not get entangled and keep on thinking. Understand? So pure intellect has to be a fast intellect, alert. So when you sit in yoga, be alert what is happening in your mind, so that your intellect can guide these thoughts. And then once your mind become clear, concentrated, not wandering, then your physical body also total still. And then your mind total still, concentrated. And your feelings are totally pure, loving for Baba, and pure intellect. You know, in that stage, connection takes place with Baba. So let's do now, until 7:30. Om Shanti.